Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God for his faithfulness. Praise God for his loving kindness. Praise God for his mercy. Praise God for all things. Because he knows all things, and he is in all things, and all things were created for him. Praise God. Proclaim truth, resist deception. Now and forevermore. Praise God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Because the sights to be seen right now are horrific. There is a war in heaven. And we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Praise God. Proclaim truth. Resist deception. Praise God. Usually when my words are few and I'm focused on specific phrases and words, there has been a battle. I don't even know if I can pinpoint the beginning of the battle, unless I were to just go back to Genesis, when God dismissed Lucifer from heaven for wanting to take God's throne for his very own, for wanting worship for himself, unto himself, and away from the creator of all things. Unless I go back to that beginning, I cannot describe what the beginning of the battle was for me today. It was horrific. What I saw and what I experienced was unreal, illogical, and made absolutely no sense whatsoever. Because of the way God communicates with me and the things that I am just drawn to naturally, which is prophecy, before I attended a church that taught the Bible verse by verse, before I had the desire to attend a church to get a better understanding of the Word of God, prophecy is what drew me. I began to read books, fiction books mostly, about the end times. And my appetite was whetted, and I had to have more. And I had to know if the things that I was reading in fiction were actually true. So I prayed to God to send me somewhere where I could learn the word and not religion, not man-made rituals or doctrine. And he directed me to a Calvary Chapel. And so I learned about prophecy. As I said, my propensity for the end times was already in me. It was just beginning to be fed. And so when I read the newspaper, actually, I didn't read the newspaper, so let me take that back. When I read the news online, because I didn't watch news, I did used to watch CNN, but then I didn't like the way the news was presented. So then I began to read the internet and read for myself the stories that the Holy Spirit was pointing out to me. And that was over 10 years ago that I started to do that. And so even then, prophecy and the end times were the forefront of my study and of my desire to learn. So I've been thinking this way for a while. It didn't just crop up 2 or 3 years ago when things began to, for lack of a better term, pop off here. I've been studying news and events for over 10 years. And so the things that are happening now are only new in the sense that it's a new day today. But the things have been happening already, and that which the Holy Spirit was pointing out to me then have only grown in their assertiveness and aggressiveness to deceive mankind. So this is not new to me. The battle is not new to me. So what was made clear to me today is that I am not who I once was. Proclaim truth, resist deception. If what happened to me today would have happened to me 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I would have taken to social media, and anyone who would listen to proclaim that hell is raising and we need to run for cover. But instead, I stood in the power and the might of Yahweh, my God, my Lord, my Savior. I stood. I didn't topple over. I didn't bow down to another. I stood. And I used reason and logic with people whom I know do not know. God personally. But I stood, and there was a fire and an anger that rose up in me that 5, 10 years ago would not have ended with me walking away saying, God will handle that. I would have handled it myself. But I did not today. I used reason, I used logic, and then I acquiesced because I know that God is ruler and controller of all things. But what I did come away with was that the enemies that the children of God will encounter will not use logic or reason or any type of sensibility that will have any structure to it. And what I mean by that is it won't have structure to it to where you can follow it or challenge it. It is only to create in you emotions that will take you off focus and off balance from the Lord our God. Reason and logic has no place with an enemy that is after your very being and your soul. So do not waste time trying to beat someone who has no logic or reason in their own game. Just proclaim truth and resist deception. Proclaim truth, resist deception. Proclaim truth, resist deception. You have not really heard me talking about the vaccines, in quotation marks, I'll put vaccines, or really any of the other hype that's surrounding it. I have my own opinions, and I'll just say that they follow the road of common sense. But I have been following the information on both sides. I listen and I know how to think for myself and decipher what is being said, and also to hear not only the words, but the spirit behind the words. And something I remember being said about this vaccine, and every time I say vaccine, please know that there are air quotes around it, that there was a brain fog that was associated with the vaccine. Someone also may have said there was a brain fog with the actual virus itself. But what I do know for a fact is that as I have talked to people, simple logic escapes some of them. And I say that after working on an assignment that is to help people get through an application that I agree has some fuzzy logic to it, but the process itself is pretty reasonable and logical, and it actually follows a do this and this happens and you do the next thing. And then once you do that thing, you do the next thing until you're complete. There were a number of people who I talked to who could not follow those simple instructions or those simple commands. And granted, there could have been any number of reasons that each individual person could not comprehend, or that they had a fog. It could have been anything going on in their household, in their own mind. They could have been thinking about other things. It's highly possible. But I worked this particular assignment for over 2 years. And within that time, more people had trouble following logical steps and simple instructions. It could be coincidence. I will concede to that. It may be coincidence. But honestly, I don't think it is. Because the same type of battle happened to me today. And it was as if what I was saying was foreign, which with the people I was talking to, it could have very well been that it was foreign, but there was no communication. There was no give and take, back and forth. You hear me and I hear you. None whatsoever. And I have been faced with that personally a lot lately. Has it ever happened before in life? Of course it has. But now I think it is happening more and more often. Why? Because deception is the rule of the day and not truth. When someone sets out to deceive, there really is no logic to it. They're just throwing things at you to see which one sticks, to see which one you're going to actually believe and hold as truth yourself. So when the real truth appears and presents itself, they have no choice but to try to tear it down, to laugh it off as ridiculous and ludicrous, so that you will receive deception. So as followers of Christ, I encourage you to proclaim truth and resist deception. God will honor the proclamation of truth. God will favor the truth of His word being told. God is the father of truth, whereas Satan is the father of lies. So proclaim truth and resist deception. Proclaim Yeshua, resist Lucifer. Praise God. What happened today was sheer and utter chaos. Because as I was doing battle with one group of people who were not even in the state, here comes another chaotic entrance from someone here where I was. And then there was chaos after that. And then there was something else that happened after that. And so I just sat still and I asked God to come in and take over, because the me that is used to handling things for herself was about to rise up. And I would have felt quite justified, satisfied, but God wouldn't have been glorified. So I had to sit still and be quiet and stand in the knowledge that God is in control of all things, and he favors those who believe and trust in him. So proclaim truth, resist deception. In other words, rise and shine for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Each day we have a choice of who we're going to serve. Actually, I was talking to someone earlier this week, and actually it's each minute we choose who we're going to serve. Yesterday, Thursday, I had to choose to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I had to proclaim truth, even if it wasn't with my mouth. I was proclaiming truth by standing still and waiting to see the salvation of the Lord. And I resisted deception and temptation by choosing to serve the Lord my God. Each day, we are presented with opportunities . So I would submit to you that you choose wisely in the midst of your opportunities. Sometimes that's easier said than done. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it was easier said than done for me. But today, God reinforced and illustrated to me that I have come to the place where I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is God, and that if I stand still and rest in his favor, in his power, and his might, that he will work all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I ask you again this week to consider this. Consider that as you are standing in the midst of what may be a trial or a circumstance or a situation or entanglement, whatever it is, consider that the God of all of heaven and earth, above and below, is with you, loving you, defending you, holding you up. Those who believe him and diligently seek him and know that he is God, consider that in every circumstance, situation, and battle, trial, tribulation, or entanglement that you enter, consider that you have the most powerful being in the universe, not only with you, but in you. And there is nothing that this world or the ruler of this world can do to you without first going through the Father of all truth. So consider standing in these times that don't follow rhyme, reason, logic, or sensibility. Know that the story has already been written. The ending is already set. If you follow Yahweh, the Lord of all creation, you will triumph over any low, demonic, deceptive thing that would seek to destroy the God in you. So stand strong, be blessed, but most of all, rise and shine for the glory of God to be revealed in the earth that is groaning for the sons of God to appear. God bless you all. We are victorious. Thank you again for listening. And please listen to the podcast playlist. For some reason, Facebook wouldn't allow me to post it to my stories this week. And again, I say God will have his way and be glorified, even if the ruler of this world would seek to take the glory of God and place it upon himself. God will be glorified by those of us who proclaim truth and resist deception. God bless.